Hi, welcome to this Lead Between the Lines podcast. My name is Sjoerd de Waal. I'm the author of Lead Between the Lines. And today I want to tell you a bit more about the House of Leadership. Why did I invent the House of Leadership? Well, for that question I want to take you back to 1989 when I first started in leadership. I was just married at the time and I was sailing with the Holland America line. Normally I was sailing as the fourth engineer, but they have promoted me at the time that I came on board. They told me, well, now you are the leader of a group of 10 people. Good luck. It was a session of 5 months. I had to prove in 5 months' time that I was worth being the leader of that group. What I didn't know, that the actual time in which I had to prove my abilities to lead that group was only a few weeks. They told me later. What I was missing at that time was some awareness about how to lead a group of 10. I never learned that at school. I learned how to be an engineer. I learned about everything about engines. I learned about steam turbines, about pumps, everything technical I learned about, and I was well qualified for the job. But what was failing was some theory about leadership, and I just had to learn it on the go. Well, this picture, what I have from then, is something I've seen again and again and again. Later, when I was working ashore, and I talk about 1998, somewhere in that area, I was working with a new company and I was promoted to service manager of a group of 25 people. Well, I learned a bit more about leadership, but what hit me was I was in the management team of that company, a company of about 100 people, working there, and all the other managers, same as for me, none of us had a formal leadership education or training. Well, maybe we had some skill training on communication and things like that, but not a solid leadership training or education. So what was failing was some kind of a model we could hold on to improve our leadership. At that time, in 2001, I decided I had to go for a formal education on leadership, so I applied for an MBA. It was a good choice, I thought at that time, and I still think it was. Only the big boss of the company, he told me, well, you first have to do this, then you can go to university, and then you can do your MBA. Well, great. I took care that part was handled, and I met my KPIs, the things were okay. So I went back to him and said, well, now I can go to the MBA. Not exactly. We have this and this and this. You have to take care of that as well. Okay, thank you. So what I decided at that very moment is that I didn't want to stay with that company anymore. I decided at that moment I was going to do my MBA and I'm going to pay for it myself. Quite an investment, but I thought it was a good investment. So I went for Webster University and I graduated in 2003 for my MBA. In that period of time, I learned about the power of models. The power to have a simple model to use in your leadership. You use it with managing people. You use it with managing processes. There are so many uses for good models. And I was quite aware of how I was going to lead the people. So that was a good thing. And one of the bad things about models is that there are so many complicated models, far too difficult to use in your everyday life. One of the best models I know is the Matrix of Stephen Covey, And it's the important urgent matrix, or not important, not urgent in it. That is simple in itself, and you can adapt it to all kinds of situations. And for me, that was paramount for a model. What I try to do with my House of Leadership is also to give you a model that is quite simple to understand, and you can adapt it to all kinds of situations in your leadership. You can compare the House of Leadership with a normal house. The building of a house takes time. To build it solidly, it may take a little bit more time. And you have to have some expertise in building that house. So you have to keep on learning. You need to learn some basic principles about building your leadership, building your house of leadership. So where do you start with building such a house that you can use during your whole period of leading people? You have to think it out. You have to think, what am I leading? Who am I leading? What do I need to lead this group? So you start with the solid basis called awareness. You see that in my model of the house. And it's about your awareness about yourself. Who you are. What are your weaknesses? What are your strengths? Where do you have to work on? What can you delegate to others? Where do you need their assistance? How good are you at the job at hand? How can you work on that? You have to be aware about your team. What are their specific strengths and weaknesses? How can you help them make a better team? How can you help them build on their strengths instead of putting them down on their weaknesses? You have to be aware about your company. What's your company about? What are the lookouts for your company? What are the strengths of your company? What do they expect from you? Where do you stay? Where do you stand? You have to get some awareness about your clients, especially when you're in your daily job, having to do much with clients. Clients you always have to deal with are the internal clients. So the clients within your company, you have to serve those with your team or yourself. But you also have to deal with external clients. So you need to be aware, what are their desires? Where can you help them? Every time it's about helping. Same goes for your suppliers. Who are they? Internally, in your company, or externally, who are supplying you with information? Who are supplying you with goods? Who are supplying you with people to help you out? And you have to be aware about other stakeholders. You can think of unions, governments, society in general. Who are to be involved in the whole process? Who are interested in what you're doing? Who will be touched by what your company is doing or what you and your team are doing? So you have to be aware of yourself and your whole environment. What is expected of you and what can you expect from the environment? So that is your solid basis. You have to be very careful about that you have that basis well thought through. And you can use some tools for that, and one I like to use and I like to tell you about, and where you can find another bonus in this program, is about the brain preferences. Everybody has his own unique way of thinking and has its own preference for a special way of doing things. One tends to think in pictures, others more in bullets and in lines and writing. So if you want to know more about brain preferences and what they can do for you, check the bonus and go at least for the general adult assessment. It's a 50% off, and you know more about yourself. If you think that is suitable for your team as well, we can continue on that, and I give you a reduction on price as well for that one. But it's for all, be aware of who you are, how you think, where you stand in your company, and work from that. So that is the start of the building of your house of leadership, the awareness. That's your foundation. On that, you have to improve on your skills continuously. You may be good at your skills already, and the four that I call the pillars, and those are communication, goals, execution, and learning. Those four pillars you have to continuously improve. Communication is key in this. Communication will help you to collaborate with people. It will help you to collaborate with the experts that can bring you to a higher level, can bring your team to a higher level. But communication is not just talking. Communication is about listening to the other, understanding what the needs are of the others, and work with that information and get those together in your goals. Then you are at the second pillar. If you know what the goals of your company are, what the goals of your people are that you lead, what do they think in their private life, what is important for them, then you start learning and working together with them much, much better. Why do you need goals in your company or in your leadership? Well, if you've got goals, you've got to focus on where you have to work on. You've got to focus on what is important. You know when to say no to certain things and to say yes to others. And say yes to those things that bring you closer to your goal is strong leadership. So set your goals to work with focus. Then, if you have your goals set and compared it with building a house, we want to build a house, you go further and say, okay, I know what my goals are, I know what I want to achieve, so what are the plans to get me there? So between goals and execution, you have a small phase that's called planning. Which steps do you have to take to build the house? Which steps do you have to take to build your leadership? Make a plan for yourself. Make a plan on what is important. Where do you need to develop yourself? Where do you need to develop your team? And if you have your plans ready, execute them. Having plans and having goals and not executing them is, worthless. Take care that you execute on your plan, and in that process of execution you continue to learn. And then we are at the fourth pillar. You have to learn how to lead. You have to learn how to get your plans executed. You have to learn about leadership. You can do that all by yourself, or you can have someone helping you, sitting next to you when you're doing your thinking, doing your strategy, doing setting your goals, execution, learning. That can be someone internally, an internal coach, or you take someone from outside helping you to coach. This is what I'm doing with a lot of leaders, and I'm doing that quite successfully because I can show them from my large part of experience what they can learn from that. But I also ask questions. You have seen that in the book. I ask questions all the time, new questions. How would you do that? How would you do that? How would you do that? Because that makes you think, and then your ideas are your ideas to continue. When you are learning, executing, setting your goals, communicate, you have to have some trust. Trust in yourself. Trust that you can get your goals achieved. Trust that you're worth your place as a leader. Someone has appointed you to be that leader. So someone must trust you that you do a good job. For me, in 1989, there was a chief engineer who said, "You're the one to do the job." He trusted me to do it well. And I did keep up with my promise, and I did take care that the team was functioning as expected. So trust yourself when you are aware of your situation. Trust yourself, you can do it. It's not for nothing that they asked you to do that job. Some way you can do it. So work on that. Take care that your promises will be kept. Take care that you trust the people in your team. Look at their strengths. Help them with their weaknesses. And if there are weaknesses that you cannot make better for them, look at the strengths. How can you improve on that? Trust in each other's capabilities. And compliment people on that what they have achieved, what they have accomplished in the process of getting to their goals. Take care that you make a SWOT, the strengths and weaknesses over the opportunities and threats. The strengths and weaknesses is inside your house. How strong is your house? What do you have in stock? What do you need to get in? And then you look at the external and how can we adapt it to our environment and get profitable with that. Well, it's a lot of things you have to get used to it. You don't get it in just one day or a week or a month. It is a continuous process. Your house has to be maintained. Your house will be maintained in years to come. And in the beginning, it is all big work. You have to do a lot to gain awareness of your situation. You have to do a lot in developing your pillars. You have to do a lot in developing your trust. But when you're getting further and further and further, the work is smaller. It's more detailed. It's fine-tuning at a certain moment. You have a beautiful house at a certain moment, and then it's only fine-tuning and get things better. Well, I hope this podcast will help you a bit further on your journey in leadership. I enjoyed it a lot to write the book and to do this podcast, of course. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate. Send an email to book@leadbetweentheLines.com or put a comment on my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/leadbetweentheLines, and leave a comment, and I appreciate it much that you do so. Well, I wish you a lot of success, and don't forget to look at the other bonuses as well. I've got a nice PDF on goal setting and goal getting, and I also have a video on priorities where I use the matrix of Stephen Covey. For the rest, I have the brain preferences bonus where you can get 50% off. It's also a very interesting part. I learned a lot about myself because of that assessment. Look into it, and I think you will like it. For now, I say goodbye and wish you all the best in your career as a leader. Thank you.